You're listening to WSIU Powered by You. I'm Jennifer Fuller, and we're taking a look ahead to the 7th Annual Southern Illinois Men's Conference. It's coming up Saturday, April 18th at John A. Logan College. Two of our guests in studio today are Lisa Mann, who is with Women for Health and Wellness. That's the organization that puts the men's conference on, as well as Dr. Brad Miller, who is hosting one of the sessions during the event, again, coming up April 18th. Thank you both for coming in. I sure appreciate it.
Thank you.
When we talk about the Southern Illinois Men's Conference, people have probably picked up on this. It's not Men's Health Conference anymore. Lisa, is there a reason for the change in the title?
Well, the change in the title is not necessarily indicative of the changes in the conference. We're still very much focusing on health. You're able to come and get hundreds of dollars worth of screenings while you're there. One thing that is a little bit different in terms of the programs this year is that we're making them more interactive so that you can actually take a healthful approach while you're there that day. You can get some hands-on activity, so you're actually experiencing some physical activity. You're actually experiencing some nutrition and nutrition education while you're there. So it's beyond a classroom, and that's where we're trying to take things with the conference this year.
People don't need to make appointments for the screenings that you talked about. I know I've talked to other physicians in the area that say this is a great way to get those screenings done. It's a lot less expensive than going to a doctor and having all of these screenings done. Still correct?
Still correct. Come in. If you register for the conference, you are eligible to participate in any of the screenings that you wish. There is no referral needed and there is no appointment needed.
You can get more information at simenshealth.org. And again, it's coming up April 18th at John A. Logan College. One of the sessions, Be the King of Swing. The weather is warming up, and a lot of people are kind of dusting off those golf clubs, trying to get back outside. And I like the topic here, Dr. Miller. People think golf is this relaxing game and isn't this great. It's got a slower pace, maybe less impact. But a lot of people have some issues. They get some injuries involved.
Well, actually, when you look at the amount of how somebody uses their body during a 18-hole round of golf, it's quite a bit of exertion on your body. And especially when we have some of the individuals that have been sitting around in the winter not doing much, and they get out and they get on the course and they start doing golf without doing the proper things in order to prepare themselves, they can cause injuries. And we've taken care of a lot of people over the past years that have had some problems with that. So our goal is not only to show them how to do things properly, but also with abnormal biomechanics of the spine, problems with their swing. So it's going to be something that not only helps them in a healthy way, but it's something that they're going to be able to take some of the advice and put it into place that weekend. The gentleman that I'm presenting with is a PGA golf pro from Rin Lake Golf Course. He's really excellent about dialing down the mechanics of the swing and really helping people to do better on their swing.
This helps people think about getting active again, especially, as you said, if they've been sitting through the winter not doing a whole lot. So people want to get back outside. How important is a conference like this to get particularly that men's population thinking about ways to be active, ways to live a healthy life, maybe eating healthy, financial health, wellness, those sorts of things?
You know, getting men involved in their health and participating in their health is very important. And they've done a really good job at this conference of having some really interesting presentations. There's some pretty neat things that they have going on. I'll let Lisa speak more to that.
Lisa, a lot of people say, well, you know, men don't, I don't want to say don't care about their health, but in many ways don't want to be as involved as women tend to be in their own health and well-being. Why is something like this, do you think, important?
Well, while that may or may not be the case, what we want to do is offer a day where men can come and get educated as well as be able to interact in something that they enjoy. And they're having fun. They're having a good time. It's a day that they can hang out with their friends and they just might learn something in the process. And if that happens, great. But that's why we're offering sessions this year on grilling. And we have a class that we're working with the Czech building at John A. Logan College where they're going to be able to try scuba diving and see if this is something that might be for them. We also have classes where they can learn about making a will, talking about estate planning. We have an aqua aerobics class, again, an interactive. We have a doctor coming where they can just do Q&A about what what screenings are appropriate based on what age they are. And then another class that we're doing is a brewmaster who does craft beer, who makes craft beer. He's going to come talk about how to do that as a hobby. We have a gentleman coming talking about the importance of picking out formal wear or you know, clothes that you would maybe want to wear on a dressier time occasion in your life, how to tie a tie, how to tie a bow tie. Fun, exciting, interactive.
Sure. All of those things will be available at the 7th Annual Southern Illinois Men's Conference. It's coming up Saturday, April 18th. We need to register as soon as possible, Lisa, so you can get the numbers right for planning and things like that?
Absolutely. Registering as soon as possible. This year we're going to be offering T-shirts to the guys that come if you register by the deadline, as well as we're going to be doing a big brunch this year, which has been requested for a couple of years. So we're going to try and see how that works for the guys.
Great. SIMensHealth.org for more information. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.